Welcome. This is Takesha bringing you Let's Celebrate here on the International Black Summit Talk Show Network. Just want to welcome everyone. Love being here with you. And as you know, this is a show where we celebrate ourselves. This is a time where people are acknowledged. That things that they do get talked about, and that they really get an understanding of who they are. And as they say in the poem, it's not in a few of us, it's in each and every one of us. And that's what Let's Celebrate is about. So this is Takesha coming to you from the International Black Summit Talk Show Network. And always, we like to start the show with the declaration of the International Black Summit. This is something that was created in Atlanta, Georgia, and this is where we stand from, come from, be from. So the declaration of the International Black Summit, we declare ourselves, our community, and all communities whole and complete. There is nothing to do except be. We assert that we are responsible for generating community as possibility and distinction. We listen for and grant being to the possibility and creation of unpredictable results. Our conversation about and for those of African descent is one of power, self-generation, abundance, responsibility, unity, and integrity with the possibility of being. We stand for the expression of our spirituality, ending the murders of our men, women, and children, building economies responsible for funding our community, maintaining wellness of being in our bodies, providing human services, establishing nurturing relationships, altering the conversation of who we are in the media, empowering our youth. We declare that our community manifests itself in the world as a contribution in the transformation of the universe. Atlanta, Georgia, October 7th. 1991. North, south, east, west, above and below and within. Let's have a moment of silence. Thank you. Once again, welcome. I'm hoping everyone's relaxing, that this has been a great Sunday for you. It's been great for me. I'm just happy and grateful for all that's been given to me and grateful for all that is constantly coming to me. So we have a great show tonight. We have a special guest, Amafika Alami. I'll be sharing a little bit more about him in a moment. We're also going to be sharing about the new interactive International Black Summit website for you to check out. We'll be talking about the annual event and our upcoming shows. In fact, with saying that, let's do our upcoming shows that come every month, and that we're so thrilled that we have you as listeners. So as you know, on the International Black Summit Talk Show Network, on the first Sunday of the month, we have On Track with Reverend Henrietta Byrd out of Chicago. And on the second Sunday, yours truly, doing Let's Celebrate. And then the third Sunday, we have Vision Works with Clara Lyons Devon out of New Jersey. And our male energy, Glenn Greenwich, doing the Man of the Month. And then all of these shows are on Sunday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and Glenn comes back during the week on Tuesday, second and fourth Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time doing the Wealth Club. So a great lineup for you. Please keep your comments and calling in. You're able to call in at area code 646-716-9827. And in fact, there's a new way to contact us. We actually have joined TalkBox.com. It's very similar to Skype, and that's spelled T as in Tom, O-K, B as in boy, O-X, all one word, .com. And if you join that, it's free. Just go to the website, sign up. You can send us a video email and let us know your comments and things you want to share about the show. So as we talk about the website, we'll come back to that item. So just a lot going on. Also, a new part in our Let's Celebrate is an area called Health. And, you know, in the line of the declaration, it talks about establishing nurturing relationships. So I want to start, you know, looking at that aspect and including that in the show. And it's this, you know, the year's coming to the end, December, and then we're in 2010. So our show in this present format has been coming to you for just about a year. And it's just fantastic being here with you and celebrating. Over this time period, we've had youth facilitators come and speak on the show. We started our show in January with Malika. She was a youth facilitator and shared with us. We've had people call in and just do shout-outs. We've covered just a lot of acknowledgments of people. We've had the opportunity to actually see a healing. I like to say that, you know, when I was sick back in June and just saw what this community of the International Black Summit and this conversation was able to do, and that it literally brought me out of the hospital doing fine, doing great, and being right here with you. So a lot of things for us to celebrate personally and collectively. So as I was sharing with you, we're going to have Amafika Alameen on with us. And this is a young man. We're going to have him share his age with you. But I've known him for many, many years. Right toward the end, I'm going to tell you a little secret. But right now, I'm going to hold the secret. And I want you to know that I will be taking callers toward the last 30 minutes. You have a chance to ask our guests some questions and share things for yourself. This young man is an actor. He's has been a youth facilitator, and he has just a lot of things going on in his life. He's going to perhaps give us an update. We're going to be looking from age like maybe 15 to right now and have him share about that. So some good things coming up. The next thing that I want to share with you is that we'll be having our annual event, the International Black Summit annual event, will be happening August 6, 2010. And one way to participate in that is to be in Baltimore, Maryland. So we will be in Baltimore, Maryland this year. For the last 2 years, we have been out of the country. But this year we'll be right here within North America, within the United States. So let's start planning for that. Would love to meet you at the annual event. And I just want to just reach in and just say hello for a moment to one of our callers and just, you know, touch in and see how they're doing and anything they want to tell us about the celebration in their life what's been a celebration for them this year. So coming to my caller right here. Hello. How are you? Do we have a caller there? Okay. Perhaps they're listening. Sit back, enjoy, and listen. Okay. Now, as I said to you, one of the places I want you to look at today is the new interactive website of the International Black Summit. You go to blacksummit.org. And now it's set up where you can actually add a page. It gives you instructions on how to do that. So you could put a picture up. You can tell us some things about yourself. If you have any hobbies or any interests like that. And you can also look at the other members' websites that are up. And actually, there's things that you can join, you know, different places where you can start to participate with the International Black Summit. Also, we're available to come to your community and facilitate a community event. So that's something, once again, that you could let us know about, and we invite you to participate with us like that. So, you know, I'm watching the weather, and I see around the world the weather's changing. Now, I'm here in California, and, you know, we just, you know, have sunshine, but it is a little chilly today, and I know in some places around the United States especially, we got the trees changing colors and just that whole fall is in its fullness, moving swiftly to winter. So, you know, let's be in celebration of our nature. What a joy and what a privilege it is just to watch nature be at work. Now, I see 325 has raised their hand. I'm going to give them a moment to just check in with us. Hold on. We're going to bring them in. Okay. Hello. Is your hand up?
How you doing? This is Jerry.
Hi, Jerry. Welcome. Just wanted to check in with you and see right quickly. We have about a minute. If there's anything that you were in celebration about this week or this year or things that you've heard on show inside of celebration that you'd like to share with us.
Well, I just want to share, you know, y'all just keep up the good work, keep on passing on the information about our community. And on track, I'm glad I work on to do more meditation, and I finally do it, and I feel good about it.
Great, thank you. And I know Henrietta will be excited that you were participating on track and actually taking on something and watching your growth and actually telling when you were on track and when you were off track and getting back on track. And thank you so much, Jerry, for sharing that with us. Well, we're just about to bring our guest on. Should be calling in soon, and we'll be speaking with him. But before we do that, I wanted to bring our health segment in. It's a new health piece. It's going to be around you know, just establishing nurturing relationships. Today, what I wanted to highlight is this particular area, you know, with Chris Brown and Rihanna. I've been watching that. It's been out of the news for a while, but I happened to turn on MTV. No, I was on the BET, and there was a spot with this gentleman, I think his name's Shaq, and he was doing an interview with Chris Brown, a follow-up to the interview that Rihanna had done with Diana Sawyer. And first of all, I just want to acknowledge these two people for, first of all, like bringing something out of the shadow and actually standing up and realizing there's no shame. We're all human. We all have problems. And the only way for a problem not to be a problem is that you're working through it. And I just want to acknowledge both of the people for the way they're handling it. You know, I personally, what I see out of it is I see Rihanna really trying to share with the world, and especially with women, letting them know that to be in love does not mean to be in an abusive relationship, and that sometimes you don't know that's what you're in. And sadly, it has to wait until it gets to a physical blows before, you know, people get present to what's actually happening and not actually what they're fantasizing is happening. In all of the literature I've been reading and that I know personally, you know, jealousy is not a attribute of love. Jealousy is something about control. So if you're in a relationship and you feel like the person is jealous and you think, oh, they really love me, So, you know, and this is what both of these two have been sharing with us. So they've been giving us a look inside of this relationship. And I also want to acknowledge Chris Brown because I feel like he's standing up, saying what he did was wrong, being accountable, actually taking on the consequences for those behaviors. And, you know, the thing that I see for both of them and our community is the fact that, you know, healing is taking place, that people are taking care of themselves, creating a nurturing relationship with themselves by seeking out help. And I know personally for myself, you know, I have to seek out help, you know, sometimes. In our community, it seems like, you know, we don't want to talk about therapy or psychiatry or all those types of things. All of those I have actually participated in. You know, one time a friend said to me, if my foot was hurting me or if my foot was bleeding, wouldn't I go see a doctor? And I said, of course. So they said, if something's bleeding or hurting or wrong in your mind, don't you think you should go check it out? And I said, wow, I never thought about it. That was back in my 20s. So, you know, let's take care of ourselves. There's resources out. And what we want to do is have nurturing relationships. So that's what we want to just peep at here in our piece on health. Establishing nurturing relationships, you know. So, you know, just take a moment and just kind of look in your life and what do you see for yourself about relationships? Where have you been nurtured? Where's nurturing missing for you? You know, just take a look and see where that is for you. And once again, you're listening to the International Black Summit Talk Show. The call-in number is area code 646-716-9827. And, okay, so with that, once again, call in to area code 646-716-9827. Okay. I'm just so excited about our new webpage. So I definitely want you to go to blacksummit.org and put up a page there. I will definitely be sending you a welcome to the International Black Summit. Note, when you join it, it's free. There's all kinds of videos. You'll see a couple of videos around the International Black Summit. You'll actually hear us saying the summit together in unison, and that's very powerful to hear. So, you know, check out the web, the website, and, you know, continue to support us and be here with us. Some of the things that we're going to look at with our guests are the summit questions. Now, the summit questions you'll find on the website, too. And so, you know, just check that out. Go up to the top, and you'll see the tab there. Now, with that said, let's sit back. We're about to bring on our guest. This is a young man that I know quite well. His name is Amafika Alamine. He did a Broadway play in 2008. He's a graduate of the famed Hollywood High. He was a youth facilitator of the International Black Summit. And he's with us tonight. We're going to see if we have him right here on the line. Let me check. Hello? Yes.
Hello?
Hello, is this Amafika Alamine?
Yes, this is. Good evening.
Good evening. Welcome to our show.
Thank you.
Yes, you go way back with the summit. And I just wanted to say I believe the first summit that you participated in was with the summit in New York. Was that the first one you attended?
Yes, I was. I was also the first youth summit as well.
Wow, the youth summit, that's right, part of the International Black Summit. We have a youth component. And you're one of the second person I've had on the show that can really give us an insight on that. And so, first of all, will you just take a moment, tell us your age, it's a little something about your family. You know, I'll stop you in a couple of minutes, but just introduce yourself. I gave them a little introduction of you, but anything that you like to say about yourself, go ahead.
Okay. My name is Amafika Alamine. I'm 29 years old. I'm an African-American male from California, born and raised. My name means he who is hoped for has finally arrived, Amafika. And my last name, Alamine, means trustworthy. And so it's those names have been something that have kept me in intention and in focus throughout my life as far as my goals and dreams and visions and aspirations are concerned. I've arrived at a lot of places, and but ultimately I've arrived at myself, you know, whole and complete, knowing that you know, that it starts with me. And you know, and you know, God as well, and that has allowed me to, you know, just be where I am today, which I am truly grateful for.
Great, thank you. Now, as we said, New York was your first annual event at the International Black Summit. Can you just take another minute and tell us about what that was like when you first got there, like? When you first, you know, met people from there, and just kind of give us a primer.
Sure. So the whole way the Youth Summit came about was from, you know, a few, you know, the parents bringing a few of their children along. I was one of the children that was brought along and got to the privilege of listening in to the adult conversation. And, you know, we were so changed and moved by that conversation that, you know, as youth, we began to ask ourselves those same questions, you know, and see how it fit within the lives of young Black African American people. And New York came about from that, and it was quite a journey. We caught the bus. It was like a 4-day trip to New York. And that was a summit in itself. And the experience there was just, you know, monumental. It was it was the culminating event of all the work and you know, manifestation of you know, of the Youth Summit coming to be, you know, just young people getting together and engaging, you know, with each other and asking questions that, you know, push the envelope of you know, the youth of that time. You know, it allowed us to really go beyond our cities, our homes, our ways of thinking, you know, the limitations that were already placed on us because we were Black, because of where we came from. And, you know, it just allowed us to expand our minds, expand our hearts, and, you know, just how we saw the world, you know, and it allowed us to see the world, you know. We were no longer just bound to where we came from, you know, and we also saw that through the summer we got to see that other youth, you know, experience life the same way we did, you know what I'm saying? So there was no separation as far as, oh, well, you're different from me because you're from here or I'm from here. It, you know, we all share the same experiences of just growing up, you know, and living.
Yes, right. I really, wow, that's something. I just want to stop and underline. It was several things you said. It was you were no longer limited by where you were, where you came from. Like, you didn't hold that like a limitation. And
right.
You got to see other youth that you got to see youth in other places. You know, that's one of the things I was kind of hearing from there. And I wanted to ask you maybe to take another 30 seconds to maybe look at that distinction of what is it like youth around the world? What did you notice about that?
With youth around the world, what was great about that was that there was no, we were all, you know, we were all youth, and it sounds vague, but it just allowed you to see that, you know, everybody has a metamorphosis, has a cycle that they have to go through. And, you know, especially being young and Black, you know, our cycle is pretty not grueling, but it's something that, you know, most people I would say might shudder at. So it's a lot, you know, the strength that comes from just growing up being African American or African or of a person of color. And so, you know, seeing that across the world showed us that, you know, that we all had those same experiences, you know, whether we were from Compton, New York, Philadelphia, Boston, Texas, South Africa, Brazil, Kenya, you know, we all experienced, you know, those same trials and tribulations and successes and stories that connected us all to each other.
Right. Now, I liked how you talked about the metamorphosis, and I could hear you speaking to that it's, and out of that something else becomes available. And so I like you just to maybe share a little bit with the audience about things that came out of your metamorphosis. And I'm going to ask you just to kind of keep this in the background. Don't answer it right now, but as you're kind of looking at what was your access, just kind of think of one of our New York questions. Out of the summit in 1995 is who am I in relationship to being life transition?
And say that question again, please.
It says, who am I in relationship to being life as transition?
Mm.
And then in 1998, coming out of Atlanta, Georgia, who am I being in the world that I created from my vision?
Mm-hmm.
And then in Jamaica, West Indies, in 1999, we had the question, What are the possibilities available from editing the script I've written for my life? And because I use that word script, and I said vision, one of the things I'd like you to share of one of the things that you had your metamorphosis through is your vision about being an actor.
Okay.
Kind of what?
Okay. So my metamorphosis, my change through the summit occurred, I would say in 95. Well, before that, but one of the big shifts was, in junior high school, I did a show, and it was called Aladdin, and I got to play the genie. And, you know, it's funny hearing you talk about vision and things like that, because a genie is all about helping you create the world that you want. And so I got to play this role, and the first night was really great. And then the second night, I came out, for my part, when my cue came, and the audience started clapping. And it was like in that moment that I realized that the audience from the first show had came back again, and like they were really impressed with my acting ability, that before I had even said any lines, they began to applaud. And, I kind of broke character, and it made me realize that, wow, I had an effect on all of these people out here, not in an arrogant way, but in a way that, my gifts and my talents were able to provide something for them that they wanted to come back again. And so that provided for me, confirmation that, that's something that acting is what I should be doing, And so after that, that's when I really became dedicated to the craft and the study of acting and of theater. And from there, it took me on many journeys, from there I got to go to Hollywood High School, and still thinking about the genie, and getting, like my wishes, I had always wished that I could do The King and I, and I got to do that at Hollywood, and I got to be the king. Hello?
Yes.
Okay, I just didn't know if I lost connection.
In your vision and your wishes, and now you're sharing about The King and I, and I'm mesmerized. Continue.
Yeah, so, it was just really amazing how life gives you what you ask for when you hold a very clear intention. And those were my intentions at the time, to perform in some well-known plays. And, I got to do Dreamgirls before Dreamgirls was the hit that it is now, I got to be Curtis Taylor Jr. in that. And so, just looking back and seeing the movie now, and Jamie Foxx being one of my people that I like to emulate or follow after as far as, in careers, getting to say I did that, is
right.
Something that I'm grateful
for. You did it before he did it, right?
Right, and I did it before he did it. it wasn't at his scale, but at the time that the scale that it was significant, so it doesn't matter that, all that matters is that I got to do it, which was
great.
And keep going, yeah.
I just wanted to let the audience know, who may not know, that Hollywood High here in California is the actual Hollywood High that Judy Garland graduated from.
Don Ritter, Brandy went there. A lot of
Some names. Who are some of the people that graduated from Hollywood High?
Like I said, John Ritter went there, Brandy, the lady that played Peter Pan in the first, Peter Pan show. A lot of actors and actresses have got their start there. So, you know, me being a young black male from Compton, California, you know, that was a big deal for me. Like, I saw the epicness of that, you know. And that's why it wasn't a problem for me to wake up at 4:30 in the morning and catch the bus to get out there, because I knew I was doing something, you know, greater than myself, you know, and that I was being blessed with that opportunity, you know.
Right.
And
you would literally catch two buses every day, get up at 4:30
right.
in the morning, and you did that for 4 years.
Yep, 4 years, still did.
And then graduated from Hollywood High with a 3.5 average.
Yes, yes.
While you performed, you had the lead in every one of your plays, with the exception of in ninth grade. But
right.
you were the lead in Dreamgirls. You were the lead in King and I, the lead in West Side Story, one of the leads in West Side Story.
And Wait Until Dark.
Oh, right, Wait Until Dark.
Right.
Oh, yes. Now, I'm going to let the secret out because I can't keep it in anymore. Some of you know, but many of you may not know. Amafika Alamine is my son, my oldest son. I have three children. He's my second child. So as he's sharing this, I'm reliving, sitting out in the audience watching him and watching him get up every morning at 4:30 without me waking him up. And not getting home until 8 o'clock at night, but always knowing that he was on his task, that he was living out his vision. And I never made the connection about the genie and the wishes like how you shared with us today.
I just made that connection myself, you know, just thinking about it, you know, like, you know, I got to be the master of, you know, and I am. I'm still mastering my universe, you know. I was living in New York for the past 11 years. I went out there to continue pursuing my acting career. You know, I felt a push to head out there. I felt like, you know, New York was the education in acting was a lot more grittier. You know, I would get a more wholesome education as far as theater was concerned. Sometimes here in California, all you need is your looks, you know, or who you know. And so I felt that going out to New York would provide me with a stronger foundation in the art. So I went out there and I auditioned, you know, for a school that, you know, I knew nothing about in the beginning. All, you know, when I saw it, all I saw was that on the brochure was that Wesley Snipes, another one of my, you know, idols and, you know, people that I followed after, you know, men that I respected, he went there. And, you know, right, just seeing him on the brochure, just, it was clear to me that that was where I wanted to be and where I needed to be. And so, you know, I just prepared my monologues, I prepared myself, and I went and auditioned, and I got in. And, you know, it amazes me, you know, now still, when I think about it, that, you know, I've been able to, you know, sometimes I'm hard on myself about, you know, oh, I'm not doing enough or, what, you know, whatever the case may be. But, you know, when I take a second and think that, you know, I've been truly blessed, you know, to have that frame of mind where I can hold an intention. And the summit is something that provided that, you know, going back to the question about transition. You know, those transitions I made in my life, you know, were due to the summit as well, and those questions, you know. Making that trip to New York, you know, one of the big things that helped get me there was treasure mapping. And, you know, that was something I learned in the summit and at church, you know, but just really having, you know, seeing your goal, like making it real for you, putting it out in front of you so you can see it every day. And so that treasure map really helped me, you know, get to New York, you know, with $500 in my pocket. You know, I went out to New York, you know, and said I was going to do it, and I did, you know. So, and now that I've returned back home, you know, I feel, you know, much, I feel empowered, I feel grounded, you know, and I feel ready to, you know, not conquer, but just set a new intention here in California, you know, now that I'm back here, and you know, bring what I've learned from New York back here.
Right.
And this is rewriting my script. You know, this is a rewrite in my script, is returning home. You know, I've been blessed to get to know that I have 7 brothers and a sister on my father's side,
mm-hmm.
Who I was out of communication with. Young, you know, like we didn't grow up around each other, but we didn't love each other. And so I'm getting to know them. My nieces and nephews. My sister has a beautiful son named St. Hugh, who you know, inspires me. And my sister on my father's side, she has daughters, and they inspire me. So it's like I get to be an uncle. I get to be someone that's looked up to. And, you know, I look forward to that responsibility, you know, and I was missing that when I was in New York. So that was something that, you know, called me back home. And,
that is really great. Thank you for sharing that and sharing a part of your life, you know, about your sisters and everything. Also, will you tell us about another piece of your vision happened at the Rogers Theater on almost a year to this date, on November 1st, 2008, what took place?
Oh, yeah, that was my first Broadway, on-Broadway performance. I did some off-Broadway theater while I was in New York. And that was my first Broadway performance. It was Cyrano de Bergerac with Kevin Kline and Jennifer Garner and Daniel Sunjata. If you watch Rescue Me, he was on that. He was also on The Devil Wears Prada. I'm pretty sure you know Jennifer Garner from Alias and various movies she's been in. And Kevin Kline is just a consummate actor who's, you know, graced the stage and film for many years. And when I auditioned, he was there, and he actually commented on my speech and my delivery. He said it was, you know, really excellent, really, you know, I was really well-spoken. And I went in as an ensemble, and I was an understudy for about 2 roles, and I wound up understudying about 6 and wound up going, you know, doing all 6 of the roles. So I got to, you know, really step into, you know, not just be in the background, but, you know, come into the front of the stage a little bit as well. And that was great. I also got to perform in Central Park. They have a famous theater out there called the, what is it called?
Hamptons.
The what?
Hamptons?
No, not Hamptons. We're talking about Central Park. Central Park has a theater. And they have Shakespeare, you know, they do Shakespeare in the Park every year. And I got to perform with Lee F. Shriver in Macbeth, which was another play I did in Hollywood. And so that was like a revisit, which was really cool. And I got to understudy Banquo. And the lead for that character had to go out of town because someone in his family was ill. And so I got to step into that lead role, and I was acting, you know, side by side with Lee F. Schreiber, which was really, you know, fascinating and, you know, just great to do. And so, you know, as far as, like, it's just, I've just been really thankful, and so I want to thank you for giving me the opportunity to recall these things, you know, because I'm the type of person that's always, you know, trying to improve himself, trying to push forward, you know, and you know, do the next thing. And sometimes I forget, you know, what I've done, what I've accomplished, and how blessed I've been and am. And, you know, and so I just give thanks and praises to God and to my family and to all that was instilled in me by them, you know, that's led me so far on this journey.
Wow, thank you. Thank you so much, Amafika. Thank you for sharing that. Thank you for giving us a little sense of the summit and, mm-hmm. You know, addressing those questions. We talked about the summit questions, which you'll find on blacksummit.org. You can go to our interactive website and see over 17 years of questions and declarations that the summit has given birth to. And as you could hear from Amafika sharing that, you know, it made an impact in his life, that you saw where these questions helped to shape and to guide him, and that, you know, he's a declaration in his life, and he sees his visions working in his life. And there's a distinction called self-generating, and he can see in the places, and that's where you actually bring yourself forth, where you're actually not waiting for somebody to hand you something, but you're actually, you're no longer looking at the genie bottle going, I hope, you're like rubbing it with the assurance that that genie is only there to do your bidding because you caused the genie. The genie's not causing you. You're causing the genie in yourself, and you're granting your wishes. So I want to thank. I see I did promise that we would take some questions. I'm going to take a see if there's any questions or comments for a couple of our callers here. I'm going to go to 347-776-7817. Stay on the line, Amafika. There may be some questions for you, so just hold on. I'm going to go to 347. Hello. Are you there? Okay. Once again, if you like to make any comments, press 1 and your hand will go up, and we'll be able to take any comments or questions from you. Once again, this is the International Black Summit Talk Show Network. We're coming from, you can contact us at blacksummit.org, and you've just finished listening to our guest, Amafika Alamin. He's was a youth facilitator with the International Black Summit. He participated in the summit in South Africa. We didn't get a chance to talk about that in detail, and several other summits. So hopefully we'll have him back on again and be able to share that. So I want to remind you of our other shows. We're here every Sunday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We have on the first Sunday, On Track with Reverend Henrietta Byrd coming out of Chicago. On second Sunday, you have yours truly, Chakaysha, out of Compton, California, bringing you Let's Celebrate. And then the third Sunday, you have Vision Works with Clara Lyons Devon coming out of New Jersey. And then our male energy of Glenn Greenwich bringing us Man of the Month. And he's back with us on Tuesdays, second and fourth Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with the Wealth Club. So please join us on that. I see we have a hand up for a comment, so let's go to 254. Just one moment, we'll have you on. Yes, 254, you're on.
Hello, this is Wamboi from Kenya.
Hey, Kenya's in the house. Great.
Hi, Amafika and Chakaysha. I've been listening to the radio, and I cannot miss to mention the connection of youth that Amafika mentioned. And I remember coming to Compton in 97 when we had the summit planning meeting and in Los Angeles. And then I got to stay with you in Compton,
yes.
And I watched The King and I.
Yes.
Amafika, you remember that?
Yes,
and
I do.
And I just wanted to say it's amazing how life comes full circle, and I can also attest to the life I've led in the last 16 years of participation in the International Black Summit, and starting with the Youth Summit, now the Young Adult, and just the growth that you get using the questions and the technology in your life, and the miracles you're able to perform.
Oh,
so,
this is so
way to go, Amafika.
This is fantastic.
Oh, yes.
I'm so
it's
glad
so good to hear
calling.
Your voice, Wamboi.
And
you
guys, you both stay on. I just want to make a comment. And, Mbuyi, I want to come back to you and ask you to share about one particular question or declaration that was really, you know, has been making impact in your life. But let me just share with the audience who's just joined us. This is Wambui. Now, Wambui is calling us from Nairobi, Kenya. We are truly international. Now, we had our first summit out of the country in Nairobi, Kenya. And this young lady that's on the phone, she is very, very close to my heart. Literally, her uncle here in the United States, I didn't know anybody in Nairobi, Kenya. I met this gentleman at Landmark Center who was from Nairobi, and I said, I'm taking my 13-year-old son to Nairobi, Kenya. He didn't know me, but he said, I'll hook you up. He hooked me up to his own brother, her father, and I met this family. And from then, we have been close. Like she said, when we had the summit again, and later on in about 2 or 3 years, she was able to come and be with me. And this is what the summit family is about. This is what happens in the International Black Summit. You become family with people all over the world. And when Bowie graduated from Spelman College, I was sitting with her in the car in Nairobi when she created her intention and her vision. And she created it from nothing. And then she went on, completed Spelman, graduated her master's from Clinton's University there in Arkansas. And she's, I'm telling you, her intention is set to be the first female prime minister of Nairobi, Kenya. Now, you guys got to get this. Our president's family's from Kenya, okay? This is such a connect, such a connect. So I'm going to go back to you, Mbuyi, and let you just share anything you like to about the questions or anything. Just take a couple of minutes and share with us.
Okay. That's amazing. When you mentioned talking about, you know, going to the being a past woman president, that this year I got the privilege and honor of being called to serve in the office of the president as a consultant in political affairs and really helping this country come up with a new constitution. So that's really what I'm working for, and, you know, really talking to our people in Kenya to really support and help in drafting a constitution that will work for all Kenyans and coming to a consensus. So that's my current task, and I'm just saying it's really in line in, with my vision of having our people served and really living the life that they want. So just even taking the distinctions from the summit, what kind of life do you want? What is my vision in life, and really putting that in practice, but for the whole nation. Yeah. So
great.
The summit is beautiful. Amazing.
Yes, we're going to definitely have you back on as a guest now that we got our hookup and know that we can use the radio show here to continue to reach out around the world. I have another caller that I'd like to take a comment from. You guys stay right there. And I'm going to call her 347-776.
Hey, this is Glenn. How y'all doing?
Hey,
good hearing all your voices, all this international youth energy happening. Love y'all. Peace and
I have them on mute. I'm going to open their mics back up so they can share. Glenn, who's calling in, he's our host for Man of the Month and Wealth Club, but he's also has been the adult youth facilitator for over, 10 years. And he's known both of these young people since they were like 13, 14 years old. So go ahead, you guys talk. I'm going to give you a moment to put your mic back on.
Hey, Glenn, this is Wambui.
Hey, Glenn, it's Amafika. Great hearing you all. I am so proud of who you are and what you're up to, and love you, and just want to support whatever you're up to.
Oh, thank you, sir. Appreciate it. I definitely want to be on your Man of the Month call show.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay, well, see, this is the way we do it at the International Black Summit. We are definitely the hookup. We're connecting around the world. We're connecting youth to adults. We're connecting world leaders. You know, you heard Wimboe talk about that she is now consulting with the Prime Minister / President of Nairobi, Kenya. Like I said, I spoke with this young lady when she was like 13, 14 years old, and she was telling me, Chakesha, if I have to bake cookies to go to Spelman University, I will be there. I'm going to graduate. And in that moment that she made that declaration, I got it. I heard it. It's like a key fitting into the keyhole. It was so, you know, clearly such a fit that she was declaring her world, her vision. So once again, I just share with everybody to go to blacksummit.org and take a look at the summit questions and declaration, and you can hear these questions percolating in these young people and the youth. We had in New Orleans, what is my relationship to grace in regards to acknowledgement, abundance, wealth, and well-being? In Oakland, 1993, who or what must I be in order to transform the black community and the world? That was my first summit. In 1991, Atlanta, Georgia, who am I in relationship to the black community? What is it to be black? These are all the kinds of questions that came out of our annual event. And definitely all of these are just arising. It's like in the mist, like how steam is a mist. This is in the mist of the International Black Summit conversation. There is a conversation that is being given by people of African descent. And we can hear it in this young man who was raised in Compton, California, and we can hear it in this young woman all the way there in Nairobi, Kenya. And we can hear it in each and every one of you. As I said when we opened the show, it's not in some of us. It's in each and every one of us. And I'm just so happy and privileged to be here with all of you and us being on Let's Celebrate. And you can hear the celebration. You can hear the celebration. I am, you know, I feel like Thanksgiving, Kwanzaa are all wrapped up in one. I'm thankful and I'm grateful and I have so many gifts. So many gifts, and I'm just opening them one by one. So once again, I just want to invite you to be at our annual event, August 6th in Baltimore, Maryland. In fact, we'll be coming to Baltimore, Maryland, January 16th. Let me go back and look at those dates. Once again, you'll see that on our summit page, the upcoming events that are happening around the world. And we're looking to come and do things in your community. So we're talking about what we already have set up. But if there's something you want to create from a vision, you're able to do that. Once again, I shared with you to go to talkbox.com. That's T as in Tom, O-K, B as in boy, O-X.com. And sign up, and you can send us a video email. And I can send video emails back to you. And that's the same thing for you, Wimboe, all the way out there in Kenya. We can communicate, and it's free. So, you know, that's another way for us to stay in communication and be able to participate. Now, as we're starting to close out here, I just want to thank everyone for being here. I want to thank my guest, Amafika Alamine, for being guest and for sharing his life. And as you know, I'm the proud mother, so it took a lot, I know, for him to, out of his schedule, excuse me, to be here with us, and I thank him again. And we're looking at coming to the Baltimore area January 15th and January 16th. That weekend we'll be there in Baltimore, Maryland. Hey, start planning on, get on a bus. As Amafika told you earlier, we took a bus and went all the way to New York. So join us. And this is Let's Celebrate with Chakaysha closing, saying lots of love and live your vision. Good night to you all. See you next week. Listen this coming Tuesday to Glenn's show, Wealth Club. Bye-bye.